Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, happy December. Can you believe it's December 1st, 2017? Like this year, we only have 1 month left. That is crazy to me. Welcome to the show. This show is called The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. I was going to say something else before it. And I'm also the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is a natural hair networking group for entrepreneurs. Oh my goodness, December. We got a month left. Hustle time, hustle time, hustle time. This episode is season 8, episode 5, and it's called Don't Work for Free, Knowing Your Worth. I know we hear about this all the time as far as people knowing their worth. How do you know what to charge? How do you know how to handle clients that want to nickel and dime you? All of these sort of things. You've got to know your worth. And a lot of knowing your worth means knowing your industry and know what the market value is for your industry. So here are like the top 3 points that will be for this episode, and this will be part of the show notes. Number one is know that your time is worth money. Do not ever give this free reign of your time. Time is worth money. And I know people will say, oh my goodness, you're just talking about money, and everything is all about money, and money is the root of all evil. Listen, money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. And when you feel like you're not getting paid for your time, it leads to feelings of resentment. It leads to feelings of just, like this is such a hard job. This is so tough because you know that you've undervalued yourself. So know that your time is worth money. The second thing is set up your rate card. Now, if you're not familiar with a rate card is, a lot of my bloggers out there, my naturalistas, my folks who are on YouTube and things like that, set up your rate card. Your rate card is basically exactly that. It's a card with all of your rates on it, okay? And it doesn't have to be a physical card. It can be a digital card, basically a sheet that shows all of, and some people may know it as a rate sheet, or a rate card. Either way, same thing. It's your listing of all of your pricing for the services that you offer. Okay? So if you offer services, if you got 10,000 followers and one of your services is to do some sort of blog post, well, if your blog posts are $200 or whatever it is, then that's what's on there. If you want a blog post, if you want me to do a review, you've got to send me product. And here is how much it's going to cost for me to post it to my audience. Know that your audience is valuable. So if you've got 5,000 people following you, 10,000 people, if you're one of those folks that has 100,000 people following you, that audience is extremely valuable, and that is able to be monetized. Don't ever allow people to just use your following. I just had this situation happen with a client just recently. And another person who was in the same industry as they are wanted them to promote, their book. And I said to myself, they didn't even ask. They didn't even do the courtesy and ask and say, hey, do you have some sort of pricing for posting on your social media? You know, a lot of these places will, it'll be like $30 a post or even $50 a post. And sometimes they leave the post up for a week. Sometimes you pay a little bit less and they only leave it up for 24 hours. But whatever it is, at least approach the person with the ask. of, you know, hey, do you have pricing for blah, blah, blah? Then you can kind of negotiate from there, okay? Now, that goes into my next thing. This is the third point. You can give package deals. Nothing wrong with giving package deals, okay? We're all about a package deal. I don't care if you're a billionaire. Everybody wants a great package deal. But make sure that you're not shortchanging yourself, okay? So if you're going to give people posts, you know, that cost $25, okay, that's great. Now you could say for a package deal, I'll give you three posts at $20 a piece, but make it so that they have to pay for the three posts up front. You know, if you pay for three posts, instead of charging you $75, you know, $25 for each post, I will charge you $60, $20 for each post, but if you buy three, okay, and they got to pay you the $60 up front, and that will give them, you know, that will give them the ability to have three posts to come up and that they can use down the road in the future. Okay, so set your terms and conditions within your package deals, but make sure to not shortchange yourself because you are here to make a living, especially if you want to live off of your business and you don't want to deal with a 9-to-5 job anymore and you want to live off of your business, your entrepreneur efforts, then you definitely need to know your worth and make sure that you don't shortchange your situation. Okay, so let's go over the key points again. Your time is worth money. Number two, set up your rate card with your different services that you offer, basically your pricing sheets. Okay, so, and make sure it's digital so you can shoot it out to people at any time. That way, there's no back and forth. They say, hey, do you have rates for blah, 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 blah? Yep, sure do. Here you go. Now, if there's custom packages that you want to create for people, that's great. That's the third point. Give package deals. Definitely give package deals. I'm never against a good package deal. I offer them myself. But I make sure that I can pay my bills behind it. Don't give so much package deals that you become resentful that you're doing it and you're working for cheap. You know what I mean? So this is Season 8, Episode 5. Don't work for free, you guys. Know your worth. Okay, so a couple other things. I want to make one big announcement, and if you haven't been following me on social media, you really need to, at Onyx Queen Media, and you will see that I am now a brand ambassador for Damon John. And if you don't know who Damon John is, well, you got to get familiar. Damon John is known as the People's Shark. I love saying that, the people shark. Damon John is from my hometown in Queens, and that's just, that makes me even more excited. But I am now one of his Rise and Grind brand ambassadors. He has a new book coming out January 23rd, 2018, Rise and Grind. I am so thrilled to be one of the few brand ambassadors for this. And when I tell you, it is a very tight-knit group. We have a closed group on Facebook, and I'm telling you, there's only like 1,000 people in the group, and this is nationwide. So you know that this man did his homework when he was choosing people. And I told you before, when you put out good energy comes to you. I didn't apply to be a brand ambassador for him with his Power of Broke book because I didn't think, he's not going to see my application. It's going to fall through the cracks. And I didn't go after it a couple of years ago. But I told people, and I told you guys as well, and anybody that would listen, when I went to Essence Fest this year and they did the Path to Power, it was so amazing. Just all of the resources that were given to us for free, all of the advice, all of the talks, all of the just the knowledge that was poured into us as entrepreneurs was so amazing. I was on fire when I left there. I was on fire when I left New Orleans in July. Completely and totally just juiced up and ready to go. And I'm telling you, so many great things have happened since then. Clients that have come on into the Honest Queen Media family, the expansion that has happened with my natural hair group has been phenomenal. It has led to a couple of speaking engagements, you know, since that time. It's just amazing. It has just been wonderful. So thank you so much to Damon John and the Shark branding team, the Rise and Grind, fam. We don't even say, you know, brand ambassadors. We say Rise and Grind fam because we truly have become like this little family. And we're in that group and we're privy to things to come down the line. If there's things that are being put out to the public, we get notice of it before the rest of the public does. So we're kind of in the know before everybody else. It's really cool to be in the company of other entrepreneurs that are just as fired up as I am and even more fired up than me. There are so many other people in that group. They give me life. And people say I give them life, but these folks give me life, and I'm always on 10. So I really appreciate being a part of this effort to, you know, push his new project, which is his Rise and Grind book. Again, it is coming out January 23rd, 2018. Make sure you pre-order your copies. It's going to be amazing because his Power of Broke book is really great. And also look into other books that he has, too. I think I have all of his books now, and this will be the next one in the installment. But his books are great. They're great to talk about branding. And this book is going to cover, I believe it's 16 individuals that we know of, that we have heard of every day. Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, if anybody follows Gary V, love Gary V. He's another one of my favorites. Catherine Zeta-Jones. I mean, it covers a myriad of folks who have really brought their brands to extraordinary levels. And he has done interviews with them and just kind of gives a lot of background of them, of where they are in their career now, how they got started. So it's just amazing. I'm so thrilled and honored to be a part of it. And I know that if anybody knows anything about Damon John, he takes his brand very seriously. And I know that it was very hard to narrow down all of the thousands and thousands of you know, applications that they had to go through. I know he is a person that goes through people's social media. I know that he will Google you in a minute and get background information on you. He's one of those type of people that does not play around. So I am very, very thrilled. You know, it's another reason why I tell my clients, be careful what you post on social media and the types of, you know, circles that you stay in, because this world is very small and people talk. You know, so I'm honored, and I'm looking forward to everything that comes from being a part of this ambassador group. So thank you so much to Damon John, and definitely looking forward to working with him. So again, key points for this episode: make sure that you know your time is worth money. Make sure that you set up a rate card so that people know what your pricing is for the services that you offer, and yes, give package deals, but make sure that you are not shortchanging yourself, okay? Speaking of knowing your worth, I just wanted to end off on this, and I know this may not be the highest note to end on, but I want to talk about this because people have asked me, well, you know, are you going to mention it? Are you going to talk about what's going on in Hollywood and all these different things with this, you know, the misconduct that has been going on at the hands of powerful people in government and also in Hollywood. It is very sad that I see what's happening to the overwhelming majority of the victims have been women. I have been a woman in the workplace, in the 9-to-5 workplace. I get it. I understand it. I have experienced it. The flip side of that is we as women have to really take back our control. And I think that's what's happening. And not just women, but the men as well, because I don't want to make it seem like men don't go through this as well, because they do. But the fact that these folks are taking back their control is amazing to me. The fact that they are able to speak up and say, look, this is what happened to me, and I don't want this to happen to somebody else, I think is absolutely amazing. I feel extra empowered as a woman in business, an entrepreneur, and as a Black woman, especially because my community just needs to start really coming together the way that we really need to, because this hits home on so many different levels. So I am so proud of these folks coming forward. I hope that the people who did the victimization the folks that did the victimization or victimized these people are learning, if there's prosecutions to be made, you know, at the hands of these folks that have done these cruel things, then let the prosecutions commence. You know what I mean? I don't think that anyone should get away with stuff like that, you know. But I am so proud of these women and men as well who have come forward and said no more, you know. And that is that it gives me hope. It gives me hope. So that's what I have to say about that. I know a lot of people have asked me what my thoughts were on that, but, you know, it's unsettling to see it every day. It seems like a new person, but what it really means for me is every day someone is getting free. So that's how I choose to look at it. That's all for now. It is December 1st. People, let's go out this 2017 as strong as we can. We have a month left. If I don't speak to you guys before, I probably will try to get another blog in there before the holidays. But if I'm not able to do that, have a great, safe, and happy holidays with your family, whatever you celebrate. And again, this is Renee Lowe. You've been listening to The Queen's Lair, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, you guys.